This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm standing in this briefing room right now. There is no government official here, but I'll say that the press is not the enemy of the people. Maybe we should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue, like these folks who chant CNN sucks and fake news. Maybe we should go out, all journalists should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue and chant, we're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people.
This announcement today recognizes that Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. I'm left hanging my head and asking why. Why would anyone, especially an African-American man, use the symbolism of a noose to make false accusations? How could someone look at the hatred and suffering associated with that symbol and see an opportunity to manipulate that symbol to further his own public profile? How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false claims? Bogus police reports cause real harm.
The time together, 2 hours, 11 minutes, wheels up to wheels down. Welcome aboard.
All right, again, Alex Jones here with an emergency report. And we are about to take off here, but I've got to let you know that I got a call right before I got on board from one of my high-level sources that the FBI is criminally investigating not just Smollett, but his handlers inside the production of Empire. Now, I got a call 2 days ago basically telling me the same thing, but now it's confirmed that they've intercepted information. They've already talked to witnesses. They confirmed that the whole show is basically wargaming how they get brought a publicity stunt against Trump to try to even boost the ratings even higher. So there's that motive. And then also try to demonize Trump as part of this larger race war initiative. We know the Democrats have pushed. Show about to take off. Paul Watson's about to host the show live. And I wanted to start the broadcast and let you know that I'll be back tonight with more information on this here in the war room. I'll be back tomorrow during my show to break it all down. But this thing can bring down the entire Obama operation, a false flag like this that's been blown wide open out of the Chicago machine. And the fact that it was so shoddily done, and that Smollett was so arrogant up front, he thought he'd get away with it. And because he was backed by people, so he doubled down. All of this is a perfect storm, just like the criminal investigation, the indictments on Pelosi, Ford, and that stage to man, the Covington kids. All this is coming together, but Smollett is even bigger. So Paul's coming up, and then we're going to have spouse report I filed earlier, and Owen Schroyer and so much more, but this is so big that this is directly linked to Obama and the Chicago Big City Machine and their overall operations. Look for them to do more Hail Marys for case things like this, though.
Leaps and by Bounce, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half pack the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, Jussie Smollett can finally breathe a sigh of relief because the prime suspect in the hate crime attack against him has finally been arrested, and that prime suspect is Jussie Smollett. You heard Alex Jones talk about it in the intro to the show. We are live on this February 21st, 2019 edition. Donald J. Trump tweeted just about half an hour ago at Jussie Smollett. He tagged him in the tweet. What about MAGA and the tens of millions of people you insulted with your racist and dangerous comments? Because we've had the police press conference, a clip from which we played just before the break, where they say in that conference that the sole motivation, or at least the primary motivation, for Jussie Smollett staging this hate crime attack against himself was because he wanted a raise. He was not getting paid enough for his co-starring role on Empire. He's getting paid $65,000 per episode, okay? There are 18 episodes in a series. This is a hit show. It's not going to be cancelled anytime soon. Looks like Jussie Smollett's being cancelled because of this, obviously. But this guy was on $65,000 an episode. Yasha Ali tweets for the Huffington Post. Scoop, a well-placed source familiar with his comp, tells me Jussie Smollett was being paid $65,000 per episode for his co-starring role on Empire. Average season has 18 episodes. Police say his dissatisfaction with his salary led him to stage this hoax. Do you really believe that? $65,000 an episode, 18 episodes, over $1 million, and that's his only motivation. When we have Smollett immediately after the alleged attack, which he staged according to the police, going to the scene of the crime, pointing up at the security camera, telling the cops, look, it's all being caught on camera. There it is. Just get the tapes. Unfortunately for Smollett, the camera was turned the other way. We saw the surveillance footage from the Nigerian brothers when they were buying the ski masks, the hats, the gloves. Of course, the distinctive red baseball cap, which was supposed to represent a MAGA hat before the attack. That was all caught on surveillance camera released yesterday. This was meant to be caught on camera. This was meant to go viral. As even black civil rights leaders have said, this could have potentially started racial violence across the country, if not a race war. This was meant to be a media spectacle, blamed on Trump supporters to drag down his campaign, to further this narrative that there's a wave of bigotry and hatred sweeping America. We know it is, but that's mainly leftist and Antifa types. But this was meant to put all that on Trump. It failed. It's now completely collapsed. But do you really believe that the only motivation for staging this hate crime Because, of course, at first we learned that, or it was reported, that Smollett feared being written out of Empire, the hit show. That didn't really make sense, because he was one of the most best-loved characters on that show. That really fell by the wayside, that whole narrative. Now they're saying it's simply because he wanted a pay rise. I don't believe that's the only motivation. And in fact, there's a Mike Adams story, which is up on Infowars.com. The independent media just saved America from a bloody race war that the mainstream media was trying to start. And he makes the same point in this article. If this hadn't have been pulled apart within a matter of 3 weeks, this could have been blown to such grand proportions that it could have kickstarted some serious tension across the entire country. Mike Adams writes, in reviewing the Jussie Smollett fiasco, it's important to note that Smollett staged his hate crime hoax in a location where he believed it would be caught and recorded on a surveillance camera. This wasn't just meant to be a report. This was meant to be a viral video, which is why he went straight to the scene of the crime with the police after they came to his apartment, pointed up at the surveillance camera and said, look, it's all on tape. It wasn't on tape because the camera was pointed the wrong way. Mike Adams continues, the purpose of this was to have video footage that the media would play up nationwide, fomenting an outbreak of racially charged violence that would ultimately lead to a full-blown race war across America, which the media, of course, would blame on Trump. Now, whether or not you believe it would lead to a race war, I think that's probably stretching it a bit. It would certainly have been used to demonize Trump supporters in the run-up to the 2020 election, and bolster this narrative that there is this wave of hate sweeping the country, which again, as we've proven through all the fake hate crimes that have proven to be absolute hoaxes and the actual physical attacks which are mainly being carried out by the left, that narrative doesn't hold together for the media. This would have helped them glue it together. So Mike Adams has put this article out saying, you know, if the alternative media didn't pick this apart, and let's not forget, the start of this, it was a conspiracy theory to question whether this incident actually happened. You saw the tweets, you saw the news reports, even though CNN claimed, oh, we were just reporting the facts. No, they reported it as a definitive thing that this happened, that it was a racist, homophobic attack, that it was carried out by Trump supporters. You still have the likes of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with a tweet out there saying precisely that again, a declarative statement that this was a racist, homophobic attack. That tweet has got something like 140,000 likes, 35,000 retweets. It has not been pulled down. So I'm still quite skeptical that the only motivation in this could have been to get a pay raise. Obviously, it would have brought him increased visibility, maybe roles in other shows, because he would have been hailed as this big social justice icon. Again, attracting to himself this victimhood mentality that's worn as a badge of honor now. But really, with the MAGA cap, with the staging, with the making sure it would be caught on surveillance camera so it would go viral on the internet, do you really believe that was the only motivation to boost his already quite substantial $65,000 per episode pay wage? Now, the other aspect of this is he being treated with kid gloves? We've got an article up on Infowars.com right now. Report Chicago police officers upset at coddling of Jussie Smollett. Because if you notice, if you watch the press conference with the police chief there, right at the end, the final question, they asked him what would he consider to be justice for Jussie Smollett. And he said, well, one, to apologize to the city of Chicago, and two, to pay a fine to cover the costs of the investigation of this allegedly fake hate crime. And he said, the police superintendent, that would be justice. He did not mention any jail time whatsoever. Now, of course, we know this felony comes with a 1 to 3 year jail time, but it looks like, according to those comments made by Eddie Johnson, suggesting that if Smollett just apologized to the city of Chicago and paid a fine, that would mean justice. As many have speculated, doesn't look like he's going to get any jail time. Which, again, emboldens other people, other leftists, if they're planning on staging these attacks, and they know they're not going to be punished to the full extent of the law, that would embolden them, even if, you know, they got caught. We have this article, report Chicago police officers upset at coddling of Jesse Smollett. It says rank and file Chicago police officers are reportedly irate at the fact that actor Jesse Smollett is being treated with kid gloves by higher-ups. And this source comes from Quillette journalist Andy Engo, who says the rank and file officers at CPD are angry at how their PR is coddling Smollett with comments like this. The comment in question came from Chicago police spokesman Anthony Guglielmi, who said last night that he understood the situation may be, quote, difficult emotionally for Smollett, and the authorities wanted to, quote, make this as diplomatic as possible. He didn't quite get the perp walk that Roger Stone received with, you know, how many, what, a dozen men armed with machine guns around his property, CNN being tipped off to his arrest beforehand. Jesse Smollett basically calmly walked into the police station at 5 a.m. There were no cameras. It was all straightforward. It was all smooth. So now, apparently, rank-and-file Chicago police officers are very angry that he's being treated with kid gloves despite being arrested for a felony offense. We'll be back with more on this on the other side. This is The Alex Jones Show Live, BreakingNewsInfoWars.com. We'll be back.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list and hurry in to save up to 40% at the furniture event. That's up to 40% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 23rd, 2019.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. How you like me
now? Empire actor Jussie Smollett turned himself into police this morning, a Chicago police spokesman said, on a felony charge of disorderly conduct in filing a false police report. Police said in the press conference, which was on earlier, which you probably saw some of, you played a clip, that the fake letter that was sent to the officers of the Empire production staff before this supposedly staged hate crime took place was also sent by Smollett to himself, of course working in coordination with the infamous Nigerian brothers. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson said, "This announcement today recognizes that Empire actor Jussie Smollett took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career." Now, I put out a video a couple of days ago called "Jussie Smollett is a Complete Idiot," and that really has been borne out. He supposedly paid the Nigerian brothers who helped him stage this attack $3,500 by check. So he left a record of the payment. He could have just paid them cash, no record, but he chose to pay them by check. He truly is a complete moron. There you see classic CNN meme, which was in the video. Now, I put up a poll on Twitter a few minutes ago. Do you really believe that a pay raise was Jussie Smollett's only motive? He was already on 65K an episode with his hit show Empire. So you can go and vote on that poll on Twitter on my account at Prison Planet. So far, 85% say the motive was anti-Trump. Only 5% say that the motive was simply that he wanted a pay raise. 10% aren't sure, or they just want to see the results, so that poll is live on Twitter. Because according to this report, which I mentioned before the break, some rank-and-file police officers within the Chicago Police Department are not very happy with their superiors about the treatment, or the lack of harsh treatment, being dished out to Jussie Smollett. Now, people watched the press conference with Superintendent, the police superintendent, who said that he was convinced that the only motive was the pay raise. And crucially, the key question at the end of this press conference, he was asked what he thought justice would look like for Jussie Smollett. And the police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, suggested that if Smollett apologized and paid a fine, that that will be justice. Now, people disagreed with this on Twitter, saying that Eddie Johnson seemed very angry with what Smollett had done, with the damage he'd done to Chicago as a city. But I don't know. They asked him the question directly and said, "What does justice look like to you?" And he said, "An apology and a fine." He did not mention prison time. And this is the police superintendent. So will he get away with it with just a slap on the wrist? According to Andy Engo of Quillette, he talked to rank-and-file officers at the CPD, and they're angry at how their PR is coddling Smollett with comments like this. The comment was that it would be difficult emotionally for Smollett. This was the police commenting, the police spokesman, saying that it would be difficult emotionally for Smollett, and that authorities wanted to make this as diplomatic as possible. This is a guy who was wanted for a felony offense, remember, who before this morning had not turned himself in, who by all accounts was not being very cooperative with the police, a guy who refused to hand over his phone initially, and then when they asked for the phone records, only handed them over after they were heavily redacted. And yet he does, to some extent, appear to be being treated with kid gloves. So there's some disagreement about that. Yes, they were obviously angry in the press conference, but when it came to the question of what justice would look like, they said justice would be an apology and a fine. Those were his words, that's what he said. Now, of course, the other aspect of this is the media, which unquestionably reported this as a homophobic, racist hate crime straight away, before any evidence whatsoever was in. When that narrative started to turn the other way, of course, all the celebrities, all the media personalities came out and said, oh, we're not going to comment until all the evidence is in. Well, all the evidence is now in, and they're still running defense for Jussie Smollett. Don Lemon. It's not Jussie Smollett's fault that he lost in the court of public opinion. This was on Don Lemon, CNN, last night. We have the clip. Let's roll it right now. Here it is.
In the court of public opinion, Jussie has lost. He's right. Lost the fight in the court of public opinion.
Yeah.
And that's where his battle is. Whether legally, if he has to go, whatever he has to serve, if it's jail time, if he has to do probation, if he has to pay, whatever. But in the court of public opinion,
it matters.
It matters. And he lost that because of how, and not his fault, maybe people were, I don't know what they were saying to him, how maybe because of his representatives, who knows?
I don't know.
But it was handled poorly.
I don't know if it's not his fault, Don.
You think it's his fault? You think he was doing what he wanted?
Well, he went out and he gave the interview. So understand this. Now, let's talk from a defense perspective. There's two things to think about. Number one is the law and whether it makes sense legally to be out there speaking and everything else. From that perspective, it's damning. All those things you heard him say on TV are going to be played in a courtroom.
So there you have CNN's Don Lemon saying it's not Jussie Smollett's fault that he lost in the court of public opinion. He got up on ABC Good Morning America, gave the nation a sob story, attacked people who dared question his version of events, exploited this for his own ends, seemingly exploited it politically. Of course, you know, all the Democrats, all the leftist celebrities did when the story first came out. So, of course, it's his fault that he lost in the court of public opinion. If these charges are true, and the overwhelming amount of evidence suggests they are, he staged a hate crime attack against himself. If it was only to get a pay raise, that's bad enough. If it was to further this political narrative that this wave of bigotry and hatred is sweeping America and that it's Trump supporters' fault, then, of course, it's his own fault. Who else could it be? Now we have people like Ellen Page, who, of course, came out on Colbert's show, and he was like, yes, I agree fully, blaming Mike Pence for anti-LGBT rhetoric that caused the Jussie Smollett attack. Is Ellen Page going to come out and walk back and apologize and retract? Are people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez going to come out and apologize and retract? Her tweet is still up on Twitter. And as far as I know, Ellen Page has not reversed any of her statements either. She got up on late night with Colbert and said, basically, how dare anyone question this? This just shows the state of the country. How hatred against gays just runs through the veins of the country because people would even dare question this. There you see the tweet from AOC. There's no such thing as racially charged. This attack was not possibly homophobic. It was a racist and homophobic attack. Again, that was based solely on the claims of Jussie Smollett, which started to collapse almost instantly. Then we have Empire producers floating trial balloon about suspending Jussie Smollett. They haven't even taken any action. They're just considering it. Okay? Roseanne got fired immediately. Her entire show was rewritten for an offensive tweet. Jussie Smollett allegedly, the overwhelming amount of evidence suggests, staged a hate crime against himself that could have had massive negative ramifications for the entire country, and they haven't even suspended him. They haven't even taken any disciplinary action whatsoever. Absolutely incredible. We'll be back with more on The Alex Jones.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high-end fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
I'm still trying to get my head around how dumb one person can be. This Jussie Smollett fake hate crime. He paid the Nigerian brothers by check. Why pay them by check? He forgot to tell them to trash the receipt for the items they purchased in the hardware store, you know, the ski mask, the gloves, the red hat that was supposedly meant to look like a MAGA hat. He called them before and after the attack, leaving a trail on the phone records. He left a giant paper trail throughout this whole thing. How dumb can you get? Mike Cernovich tweeted, Jussie Smollett, who left an extensive paper trail of his crimes, is a character all lawyers know well. Criminals who think they're much smarter than they really are. Just absolutely incredible. Everything. The only thing captured on surveillance camera was them buying the items. They failed to even capture this alleged staged attack on surveillance camera because they didn't realize it was pointing the wrong way. Absolutely incredible. Rob Elgus of ABC7, who's one of the local journalists who's blown this case wide open, basically doing real journalism, which is why the likes of CNN hate him and why he's getting a lot of flack. He said, new from 20th Century Fox TV, quote, we understand the seriousness of this matter. We respect the legal process. We are evaluating the situation. We are considering our options. Because before, Fox came out and said they're not going to take any action and that they stand behind Jussie Smollett, even when the weight of evidence was clearly against him. So now, even after the police press conference, they're still holding fire on making any kind of decision. Remember, in the case of Roseanne, who I think was ABC, she was fired immediately. Her entire show was rewritten because of one offensive tweet. Nobody got hurt with an offensive tweet. This thing could have caused race riots across America. And now they're talking about a slap on the wrist. And no action from Fox has yet been taken or from the show Empire itself against Jussie Smollett. Now, who's going to apologize for this? Is Seth Mandel going to apologize? Seth Mandel came out with a tweet about this last night, and it was so bad. The tweet was so bad, he got dragged by his own wife on Twitter. Listen to this. Seth Mandel, who's a journalist for the Washington Examiner. So I think this guy's actually a conservative, but listen to this. He said, Jussie Smollett royally messed up in what's beginning to look more like a cry for help than anything else. I don't see how sending him to prison accomplishes that, so I hope it doesn't reach that point. Ben Shapiro responded, disagree. If you waste police time and taxpayer dollars on your self-centered attempt to stoke radical political tension and undercut the suffering of real hate crime victims in the process, you should do jail time. Then his own wife responded, not knowing that he was completely owned in this tweet. It had a ratio which was off the charts, basically historical, meaning the amount of people that replied to the tweet dwarfed the retweets or the likes that the tweet itself received. His own wife, Bethany S. Mandel, responded, he was cool with multiple people going to prison for his mistakes. Nope. Which is true, isn't it? Because he was willing to testify against two innocent people before the police told him that those two people were actually the Nigerian brothers who he allegedly conspired with to stage the attack. So he was perfectly willing to send two people to jail for something they never did before he found out their identity. Absolutely incredible. We'll continue to monitor it. But before we go to more news, I want to draw your attention to the great specials we have available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have the exciting new protein bars and Turbo Force. In fact, we've got a 40% offer on InfoWars Life protein bars when you buy two or more boxes. Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life protein bars. We've got them available in both delicious chocolate, peanut butter, and vanilla coconut flavors. Each bar is a great tasting way to get your energy and fuel on the go. InfoWars Life protein bars are formulated to give you straightforward energy whenever you need it, with nutrient-packed power and no unnatural additives. So they don't contain loads of filler fuel and unnatural ingredients. They're, in fact, made of wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, including whey protein, chocolate compounds, and chicory root fiber. So in each pack, you get 12 bars of easily accessible, great-tasting energy on the go, and they're available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. for 40% off when you buy two or more boxes for the low price, which is displayed on screen right there. InfoWars Life protein bars support this network. We're under increasing attack, deplatforming, financial sabotage. You know the story. Please support us by getting the exciting new InfoWars Life protein bars at InfoWarsStore.com. Massive discount, 40% off when you buy two or more boxes. Now, we're going to stay on top of whatever's breaking with the Jussie Smollett case, but for now, let's switch into other news. China's social credit system shows its teeth, banning millions from taking flights and trains. Now, we've talked about this many times before, but now we've got numbers, actual hard figures, out of the Chinese government from this blacklist, which ranks Chinese citizens based on their trustworthiness. And that trustworthiness score is based on things like misdemeanors, is based on things like jaywalking, social media posts that criticize the government, purchases, like if you purchase too much batty food, if you purchase too many video games, that will downrank your social credit score and you'll find it harder to get jobs. You'll find it harder to get insurance. And now it's come out that in 2018, 17.46 million discredited people in China were restricted from buying plane tickets, and 5.47 million Chinese citizens were restricted from purchasing train tickets. This is beyond Orwell. Imagine not just being deplatformed on social media, not just being suspended on Twitter, not just being banned by Facebook. Imagine your political statement being fed into some centralized computer database by some soy boys working in Silicon Valley, and then they're having the knock-on effect of you not being able to travel. This is the chilling Big Brother future that we all face in the West if we don't stand up to deplatforming, because that's where it's going to end up going. In fact, there are polls, both in the US and the UK, which show that around 70% of potential employers check and audit people's individual social media presence before they even get to the interview stage of a job. So if you've been deplatformed by social media, if you don't have a social media presence, if you've been unpersoned because of your hate speech, because of your thought crime, that is going to cost you a job in the long term, because it's going to raise red flags for these employers who see that you don't even have a social media presence on the internet. Well, why not? This is where it's all going. And we've got the numbers out of China, where 17.46 million discredited people were restricted from buying plane tickets, 5.47 million restricted from purchasing high-speed train tickets. It goes on to talk about premium insurance, real estate, again, barring you from engaging in basic commerce because you've been deemed to be untrustworthy by Big Brother. And this is already happening in the West. It's already happening now with Chase Bank deplatforming conservatives ostensibly because of their political opinions. Zero Hedge reports Chase Bank deplatforms conservative performance artist Martina Markota. And again, the response is usually, and from conservatives in many cases, a free market. There'll be a free market solution. All right, what are you going to do? Just start your own Chase Bank. Big League Politics reports PayPal bans Big League reporter after he exposed them funding illegal immigration. So a journalist criticized PayPal for funding illegal immigration. Weeks later, his PayPal account was banned. Just start your own PayPal. No, that's not the solution. We need actual regulation of this, because this deplatforming is crippling people's financial situation. It's crippling people's lives. In some cases, it's destroying their very future, and it's chilling. We'll be back in the next segment of The Alex Jones Show. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
We're about to go right back live to Paul Joseph Watson in this Thursday edition. I want to point out the big key as we come in here, the big victory. We've known from history, we've known from evidence, we've known from research that governments and corrupt groups, from private individuals to mafias, stage events against their enemies. It's called frame-up, inside job, stage event. And they use these events to manipulate those of us that have conscience, those of us that care, those of us that are involved, to try to control us. And the good news here is it's a lot safer for everybody now to talk about staged events. It's a lot safer for folks to point out
who benefits when almost every major hate crime has been staged. So the reason I'm being attacked, the reason I'm being sued, is because they don't want us to be able to question. The crime is questioning. The crime is asking questions. The crime is not believing what you're firsthand and told. The crime is not going along with the official story. And InfoWars is all about questioning the official story. We're right about 95% of the time. Sometimes we're wrong. And when we're wrong, we're proud of it because we openly announce it. We're just looking for the truth here. We are here to absolutely target tyrants and tell the truth. So I go back live to Paul Watson as I take off here. I just want you to understand this is a big victory that Smollett's been exposed and that Malazi Ford's been exposed and that the Covington kid host has been exposed and that all of it's being exposed right now. This is a big, big win for everybody. So now everybody can get on the message boards and talk radio and C-SPAN and church and everybody can now understand how things are staged by the globalists. And now that's their key modus operandi is inside job. Back to Paul Joseph Watson, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
We are back. That was Alex Jones. And in fact, we're going to play the entirety of the Chicago Police Department press conference in the next hour. So be sure to stay tuned for that. It was a very interesting press conference, to say the least. Earlier on Twitter, I asked, do you really believe that a pay raise was Jussie Smollett's only motive in staging this apparently fake hate crime? He was already on $65,000 an episode for the hit show Empire. Mike Cernovich has responded. He says it's a hybrid motivation. Jussie Smollett used Trump derangement syndrome as the hook. Nothing sells like hate for Trump. He was on his way to a seven-figure book deal and more. So, of course, forget about Empire. If this had been carried through without being detected, Jussie Smollett would have been a social justice icon. He would have set himself up for life. So it does appear that, you know, financial reasons were a big part of the motive, but also the hook was this Trump derangement syndrome, which doesn't appear to be working, by the way. The Drudge Report's just posted a new story from Mediaite. Says even after Sanders, Harris, and others enter race, and of course, creepy Joe Biden is about to enter the race, according to sources very close to his campaign, bookies have Donald Trump as a massive 2020 favorite. It says, although there are now 12 already declared candidates opposing Trump in 2020, the nation's gambling gurus are still heavily favoring him for the win in the next election. The Washington Examiner reported Wednesday the entry of Bernie Sanders as number 12 in the race didn't even budge the numbers. So Trump is the overwhelming 3-2 favorite for re-election. This is columnist Paul Bedard, who spoke with the sportsbook manager at BetOnline.ag, Dave Mason, who said, quote, there were no changes to Sanders' odds following the announcement. We had it as a foregone conclusion that he will be in the Democratic mix. Sanders' odds were as high as 28-1, so he's still looking like he's a long way off. Kamala Harris is 8-1 at the moment, while Dwayne The Rock Johnson is at 80-1. And where is Michelle Obama? You know, she had the wildly successful book. She had a Grammy appearance. She's got approval ratings through the roof. Oh, look, there she is with Jussie Smollett. Well, I wonder why Michelle Obama's not running. A lot of speculation as to why she's not running, and I'm sure that will continue to rumble. But Trump is still heavily favored for 2020 because basically the Democrats have nobody who can really challenge him at this point, who don't really have any policy platform apart from Orange Man Bad. I'm going to get into some news out of Europe here in a second, but I want to direct you once more to InfoWarsStore.com, where we have another massive discount special. It is the InfoWars Life Brain Synergy Combo. 50% off Brain Force with a purchase of Turbo Force. This is for those looking for the ultimate source of energy for their day, every day. It is the Brain Synergy Combo. It combines the powerful Turbo Force energy drink and Brain Force Plus nootropic formulas. This combo has what you need to hit your maximum potential every day. I've started taking the Turbo Force. It's excellent. It does give you a big surge of energy without that decline, without any side effects you get from the normal junk energy drinks that are commonly available in stores. And we've got the tasty tropical berry-flavored Turbo Force instant drink mix. Take it on the go or at work to help you provide you with focus, clarity, and energy. When you combine that with the next generation of advanced neural activation, which is Brain Force Plus, the fan favorite formula fueled by powerful time-tested ingredients, you accomplish the true 360 win. So that combo is available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off Brain Force with a purchase of Turbo Force. Please support this network by taking advantage of that special today at InfoWarsStore.com. So we have the social credit system in China snaring 17.46 million people who are discredited and untrustworthy, maybe because they crossed the road at the wrong time, or maybe because they criticized the government, or maybe because they didn't pay a tax bill on time or something of that nature. So now they're banned from buying plane tickets, and it's all coming to America. It already is in some aspects. We've got Chase Bank deplatforming a conservative performance artist, Martina Marcota, who was informed that her Chase Bank business account was shut down after she used it to fund a project based around a comic book of some sort. Of course, Joe Biggs had problems with Chase Bank. That seems to be resolved, I think, the last update. Of course, PayPal banned Alex Jones, banned InfoWars. They banned Robert Spencer. We had MasterCard doing the same thing. PayPal has banned a big league politics reporter because he criticized PayPal. So again, we have liberals cheering the concentration of power into a few select Silicon Valley corporations who are now basically sabotaging people's financial future, and it's only going to get worse if we don't scream from the rooftops about it. Now Donald Trump Jr.'s followers say Instagram blocked them from liking his post. That's up at Breitbart. Instagram users are allegedly being prevented from liking or following President Trump and his son Donald Trump Jr., according to multiple reports received by Trump Jr., who exclusively shared those reports with Breitbart News, and you can see the screenshots where people are being prevented from liking his Instagram posts, in many cases unfollowing him without their say-so. So big tech continues its war against conservatives, against the alternative media. Meanwhile, over in Europe, we had this video up on InfoWars.com yesterday. Austria, feminist politician says Muslim migrants' lack of respect for women's rights a price worth paying for diversity. She basically got up on a television show and said, quote, if he, in regard to a refugee or a migrant, won't recognize our values in terms of not recognizing the equality of women, I think we can get over that. This is a top female feminist politician, former president of the Austrian Supreme Court, saying we can get over the fact that migrants who are coming from Islamic countries that have no respect for women, that treat them like cattle in some cases, we can just get over that. We can get over the hundreds, or in fact there's probably thousands of women groped, molested, in some cases raped during the New Year's Eve assault in Cologne, Germany, the rapidly rising sex assaults in Sweden in other European countries since they opened the borders to mass immigration. This leftist politician says, yeah, we can get over that, because it's worth it, isn't it? It's worth it for the soaring violent crime rate that has happened in Germany, the vast majority of which is attributable to migrants. It's surely worth the price, right? Meanwhile, Sweden, this is up on InfoWars Europe, horse set on fire, migrant gang douses woman in lighter fluid. Oh, I guess we should just get over that as well. A horse was set on fire and an elderly woman was doused in lighter fluid near a flaming grill by an immigrant gang in separate incidents in Sweden. So, you know, surely it's worth it. Surely it's worth it for multiculturalism and diversity. Who cares if a few old women get doused and set on fire? You know, who cares if hundreds of thousands of women get mass molested in Cologne? It's worth it. That's the price of diversity. We'll be back. InfoWars.com. Don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Genest products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Genest products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.